Week three is here, and I'm going to give you some keys to victory. And I'm going to tell you some things the Jags have to avoid in L.A. I'll do it in just a second here on Locked On Jaguars.
You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is happening, people? Week three is upon us. The Jaguars travel out to L.A. to face the Chargers in a game that I think is going to be pretty good. Before I get to that, I'm going to let you know today's episode is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline has you covered this season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline is where the game starts. We thank you for starting here with us on Locked On Jaguars every single day because it's your team every day. And we appreciate you making us your first listen, reminding you that we're free on all platforms, wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you like and subscribe to YouTube on the YouTube page as well. Here's what we're going to discuss. We're going to discuss the keys to the Jaguars having success in L.A. Success is not a moral victory. Success is actually winning on the scoreboard and coming out of this game 2-1, heading into a big game in Philadelphia in a week. I'm going to discuss with you things that I think they should do and things that they should avoid if they want to be successful. And in segment three, I'll even mention who I think the key players are going to be to make sure that that happens. But first and foremost, let's set this whole thing up and just tell you what I believe is going on. I think the Jags are going to have their big boy pants on. I really, really do. I believe that those guys are going to have a shot to go out, as I said earlier this week on another podcast. I said that usually you have to crawl, and then you walk, and then you get confident in walking if you're a baby. And first, let me go back. I said the team was pregnant with possibility. I got that from a preacher buddy of mine. Well, they're already showing you, you know, they were, you know, they're in the infant stage of being good. But we're going to skip a step. We're going to say that they're not just going to crawl and then walk. They have a chance to start running this week. And the chance has presented itself because they set themselves up really, really nice. After losing a game against Washington in the opener, what you've seen is they regrouped. They were able to transition from that, not get all puffed up about it, not let it linger, had a short memory, and then came back and played one of the most complete football games anyone who's a Jacksonville Jaguar fan has seen in quite some time. It was a very, very impressive week with the way that they went about their business in a workmanlike fashion. And then while they were happy and they had the celebration in the locker room that everyone saw on social media, they don't act like a team that thinks they've arrived. They also didn't act like a team that thought that they were surprised about the outcome. And to me, that resonates and that goes a long way about understanding what their approach is. One, they have an expectation that they're going to be good. They weren't surprised. They weren't in any way acting like they won the Super Bowl last week. I think they're hungry and thirsty for more stuff. Now, they have a lot to overcome because the Chargers are super, super talented. But we have to remember, and we did a crossover episode this week with Locked On Chargers, my boy Daniel Wade, and he said something. He said, I asked him about when people say the Chargers are going to Charger. And he's like, you can see it in his face, man. It's like, he looked like he was about as tired of hearing about that as I have always been about tired of hearing about people saying the Jags are going to move, right? It looks like it was just nauseating and it looked like he's sick of hearing it. Why is he sick of hearing it? Because he hears it all the time. Why does he probably hear it all the time? Because they do it all the time, right? So as talented as they are, Jacksonville has a chance because it's the freaking Chargers here. We're not talking about the Patriots in the Tom Brady 20-year run or the Bucks with how good they've been the last few years with Tom Brady, or the Colts with Peyton Manning and Tony Dungy. It's the Chargers. We got to understand that. Now, and if any NFL team can beat an NFL team, but the Chargers have found ways yearly to lose games that they're supposed to win, regardless of how talented they are. And this will be a good week. We want them to stay in character. How can they stay in character? I'm going to tell you how they can stay in character. And then I'm going to tell you who can keep them in character. Things or keys for the Jaguars to win, things they have to do and things they have to avoid. I'm going to go things they have to avoid first. I'm going to do that in our second segment, in segment number two, because I kind of want to save the best for last. I'm going to give you one little caveat about this whole thing. They're really the same thing. I'll talk to you about it in just a second here on Locked On Jaguars after I tell you about our friends over at Brightco. Brightco's the real deal, man, because they give you insurance on the jury that I'm not going to even say that you might lose. I'm going to tell you the jury that you're going to lose, because we all do it. I lost the ring in the ocean in Mexico. How many times you gone to the club, man, and wiping sweat off your face, pulled your little diamond or your whatever it is, earring out of your ear, and it falls. My wife loses earrings all the time. I wish I had insurance. Brightco will be able to give that to you in a matter of minutes. All you got to do is hit them up on your cell phone. It takes about $5 a month. It takes about 2 minutes on your phone, and you can get that jewelry and those precious gems and those precious pieces replaced. That's right. Brightco has a bunch of these hilarious videos that you can see for yourself at bright.co/lockedon. Make sure you use the proper promo code by going to bright.co/lockedon and get the fastest and easiest and cheapest way to cover your butt with the best jewelry insurance in the business. All right, we're rolling along here. Segment two here on Locked On Jaguars. I am your host, Tony Wiggins, of your daily podcast. We thank you for making us your first listen, because it's your team every day. It's not every day your team has a chance to go out and really, really make a statement and go out and serve notice to everyone. Now, there's two ways you can do that. If they go out and they play really, really tough against the Chargers, sure, they can serve notice that, and people will start taking them more seriously and saying that they're not an easy game. But I want us to be greedy. I want us to think greedy. I want to believe that they are thinking greedy, and I want to believe that they believe that those guys put their pants on just like we do. And there's a chance that this team could grow up a little bit faster. If this season was a class, we could say that they have cliff notes, right? Or they're taking an open book test. Only if they're victorious, you can say they've sped up their process. And then we'll be sitting here talking about how they're going to be able to handle more success. Because they would have gone two consecutive weeks and beaten two teams that most people pick to go to the playoffs. In fact, the Colts were pretty much picked by a lot of people I know to win the division. And then you look back at that loss that they had against Washington in week one, and you really want to kick yourself, because that was a very winnable game too. And I told myself I wasn't going to say they beat themselves, because Washington did what they had to do. But it was a very, very winnable game. What makes me enthusiastic is that short period of time between learning how to win winnable games and then actually going out and doing it. You did that in 1 week. And you did it in a very, like I say, a very professional, workmanlike way that I really do believe allowed this team to establish an identity. Can they do it 2 weeks in a row? If they do, they'll win the game. So here's the keys to victory for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Or in fact, I'm going to go things that you don't want them to do, or things that they have to stay away from. Turnovers. They've been really good at that so far this season. I believe they're +5 on the year. They have to continue to be who they are and what they've displayed in the first couple of weeks, and they have to avoid turnovers at all costs. turnovers, goals against, everything that constitutes winning football, especially with what this team does well. Scoring points early, not allowing points to be scored early. You turn the ball over, teams are going to be close enough and within striking distance. That means you flip field position. That's not what you want to do. It means you wear your defense out and don't give your defense proper chance to rest. You have to avoid that as well, because the formula for Jacksonville is start early, dominate the ball, get the Chargers off the field on third down, convert third downs yourself, have a 3-2 advantage in terms of time of possession, giving yourself more opportunities, limiting their opportunities, putting them in a position where you can go sub-package and making them play from behind and you play with the lead. That is the blueprint for the Jaguars, right? So turnovers prevent that. It's counterintuitive in every single way to that scenario that I just gave. So the Jaguars have to avoid turnovers. The second thing they have to do, they have to avoid giving up chunk plays. They have to stay away from the big plays. The big plays can come, I believe, in this game in two ways. One, with catch radius receptions by Mike Williams, who looks like he's 6'9", but he's not. He's like 6'4". The jump balls, you got to find the ball on defense. You can't let him beat you down the field when Justin Herbert just heaves the ball down the field and allow Mike Williams to catch the ball to also get that quick change of field position or even score fast. That has to be avoided. In the game against Washington, Washington had multiple plays, especially in the fourth quarter, to Terry McLaurin as well as Jahan Dotson, where they scored fast from a long ways away, and they did it in chunk plays, and that really is something that killed the Jaguars, because it's like hitting a layup. It's like an easy play, and you don't really make them work for it. Those are the two things that I think if the Jaguars can focus on and make sure they prevent, they'll win. So who's responsible for that? Who's responsible for that? Well, turnovers, Trevor Lawrence is responsible for it, as well as all the skilled players who have to watch out for guys like Derwin James that will try to punch the ball out as soon as they get an opportunity. They'll try to punch the ball out as soon as they get an opportunity. You have to make sure that you avoid those things. The other thing is you have to make sure that Tyson Campbell finds the football and that Shaquille Griffin, when he's playing on the other side, that him and Andre Sisco communicate and they don't fall asleep. If Tyson Campbell is playing one-on-one with Mike Williams, he has to find the football. He cannot be in a position and a situation where Mike Williams is taking a beeline to those radius catches, and then he's out there not with his head on the swivel. So those are the things you have to avoid, and those are the two players that I believe are the most responsible for helping them avoid those situations. Now, segment three coming up. I'm going to tell you the two things that they have to do and who's going to be the most responsible for those things. And I'm going to do that in just a second here on Locked On Jaguars. After I tell you guys about Bet Online, I'm always telling you about Bet Online. And you always need to be listening, because Bet Online is your number one source. BetOnline.net, your number one source for football betting info this season. Find all the latest player developments, team matchups, news, podcasts, and in-depth articles and analysis on every game you can find. I did not know that Jacoby Brissett was going to play that well last night against Pittsburgh, but had I gone on BetOnline, I would have been reminded that TJ Watt was not playing and that Brissett would have time. And as always, it remains your continued source for all your sport wagering information, that information, with live betting and up-to-the-minute scores for every sport out there. The fastest and easiest way to check in on all your favorite games and events, including Major League Baseball, MMA, boxing, and golf. Head to betonline.net or use your mobile device to learn more, because betonline.net is where the game starts. Start here with us every single day on Locked On Jaguars, because it's your team every day. We thank you once again for making us your first listen. Third and final segment here on a Friday. Short, sweet, to the point. Going to get you ready for the game. Y'all be safe this weekend. 4:25, be in front of your TV, watch the Jags go to work. I didn't mention this. I'm going to mention this, but it's not one of my two things that they have to do. They have to not listen to this cliche and not believe that there's really something to traveling across the country to play a West Coast football game. Hopefully they're so young, they don't care. Kind of like when you get on roller coasters when you're young, which I never do. Now, I wouldn't get caught dead on a roller coaster. But when I was young, I was silly, so I did it all the time. I ain't know no better. I was invincible, right? I hope they believe the same thing and not believe. This is where I wouldn't mind being called an old head when you want to talk about stuff that has always seemed like it traditionally bothered people. And then those young dudes say, y'all old heads kill me, y'all, you know, whatever. This is one of those situations because I hope these young guys aren't listening. I hope nobody has gotten to them and made a big deal about going and playing out west and having jet lag. And nah, don't worry about that. That's one of those other things too. That's a mental thing. We're talking about physical things the Jaguars have to do in order to be successful. We talked about in the last segment, things that they must avoid and who must help them avoid them. And it was giving up big plays and creating turnovers. So this is a genius idea that I had that I'm going to tell you that the things that they actually have to do in order to be successful and who has to do it. They have to avoid turnovers themselves. The thought of that, that's a genius thought, isn't it? Isn't this the smartest podcast you ever heard? The fact that the two things that they have to avoid are the, also the things that they have to do when they have the ball or have the opportunity. Don't commit turnovers. The second one, wait for it. Get some easy scores and big plays. It'll help you because it'll quiet the crowd down on the road and it gives you confidence. So let's talk about the turnovers. Who's responsible for not turning the ball over? Wait for it. Trevor Lawrence. Isn't that a, that's a noble thought, isn't it? That if Trevor Lawrence can protect the football and don't try to be a hero and make good solid throws and hit the people he's supposed to hit, they'll win. The likelihood of them winning is very, very high. In terms of getting the chunk plays, where will they come from? We know James Robinson ain't a speed burner, but he can actually make some big plays. He can do what the Jaguars need to avoid. They need to make sure Austin Ekeler on the other side doesn't take a screen on third and five and get 30 yards. Right? Well, James Robinson and Travis Etienne in the passing game, be nice if you house one of those screens, right? Perfect play call by Doug. Just imagine, perfect play call. Pass rush coming in, dump it over the head, and Etienne takes that thing to the house and uses that great speed. That's one way. The other way is, I want some more of that Christian Kirk running those deep routes, but this time, hopefully he can catch the ball standing up. The Chargers' corners are not big. In fact, they're small. So the lack of Jaguars' size at certain positions at the wide receiver spot should not be a problem this week. In fact, I think Zay Jones might be the guy who can get deep down the field. Of course, Trevor has to hit him, right? But it is this marvelously noble thing that the very thing that you hope they avoid letting the Chargers do is exactly the same thing I think they need to do offensively to win this game. One of the things that help you win, too, is watching the Peacock and Williamson podcast or listening to it wherever you get your podcast. It's the Peacock and Williamson NFL show. Brian Peacock is one of the best in our business, and Matt Williamson is a former NFL scout who's really engaging and gives you a lot of news from a scouting perspective. Make sure you like and subscribe and find that also on the Locked On NFL, wherever you get your podcast. Same place we are, that's where that podcast is too. Make sure you like and subscribe and check that out as well. So to recap everything, key players, Trevor Lawrence, Travis Etienne, Christian Kirk offensively, Trevor Lawrence avoiding the interceptions defensively, on the other side of the ball, Tyson Campbell versus Mike Williams. Those, that's a matchup that you really, really want to see and one that you really, really want to pay attention to. And then the mistakes. We can't. Trevor has to make sure that he doesn't allow these corners, the aggressive corners, J.C. Jackson and Asante Samuel, to jump a lot of passes and get their hands on the ball. They dropped some passes last week, so I'm sure they'll be trying to redeem themselves this week. No need to redeem yourself with me here because Locked On Jaguars, it's where it's at Monday through Friday. It's where it's at because it's your team every day. I'm picking the Jaguars to win this game 31-30 and be 2-1 going into next game, next week's game at Philly. And next week's game, of course, at Philly will be Doug Peterson's homecoming. And the Eagles right now look like they're one of the best teams in the league. I promise you if they win this game, I am not going to sit here next week and talk about how great the Eagles are. I'm going to sit here and talk about what the chance they have, a chance they have of going up there and beating them. If you let, don't, I'm just going to tell you right now, you ain't going to be able to control me if they win this game and then they go beat the Eagles next week and they're 3-1. In fact, you ain't going to be able to control Jaguar fans. We will be out of control. There won't be anybody that can say anything to me or any one of those faithy, I'm going to call it the faithful 60,000 people that packed that stadium. This thing could turn into a party for the next 3 or 4 months, and it could start tomorrow if the Jaguars get this victory. You guys, make sure you be safe. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll see you next time here on Locked On Jaguars.